The town of Newmarket said it is considering e-scooters as part of an ongoing traffic review as concerns about them increase among health professionals. The town said staff are undertaking a comprehensive review of the traffic bylaw to include all current and near-future modes of transportation. While such updates are regular practice, this one comes amid recent concern from healthcare providers like Southlake Health about the rising number of injuries they are seeing involving e-scooters. That trend has raised questions about municipal and provincial rules for the scooters, with some jurisdictions banning them. Newmarket resident Doug Mossop said he has seen too many incidents over the past couple of years of young people operating them unsafely and not wearing safety helmets. "I see it almost every day," Mossop said, adding he does not think safety promotion will necessarily go far enough. "It's got to go further than that. They got to do some legislation." Southlake Health reported in July about an increase in e-scooter-related injuries in its emergency department, with nearly half the patients being below the legal minimum age to operate an e-scooter. Other health agencies, including the Canadian Institute for Health, have also reported a rise in e-scooter injuries. That has led to questions surrounding the laws governing the vehicles. Currently, Ontario is using a pilot program running from 2020 to 2029, which requires that e-scooter riders be at least 16. The province has set out standards for using safety equipment, and said it will use the pilot program to determine whether e-scooters should be allowed permanently in Ontario. According to Ontario's website, municipalities that want e-scooters on their roads must pass bylaws permitting their use. The provincial website said that municipalities are responsible for where they can be operated, i.e. roads, bike paths, trails, whether insurance is required and other considerations. Newmarket's current traffic law, last updated in November 2024, does not specifically mention e-scooters. It does state motorized vehicles can't be operated on sidewalks. The town said e-scooters are only permissible on roads, bike lanes, and trails. The municipality said staff continue to educate the community on trail and sidewalk etiquette, and also conduct traffic counts and gather feedback. "Remember to share the path and ride with care," the town said. The municipality further said to always wear a helmet, required by provincial law for those under 18, as well as staying alert, keeping a safe speed, and remaining courteous. However, other municipalities have been less permissive about e-scooters. Toronto has kept e-scooters banned. E-scooters are also illegal in Barrie, although the city said last week it would explore whether to permit them. Mossop said he would like to see some additional rules put in place, whether requiring drivers to be 18 and have insurance. "I don't want to see anybody killed," Mossop said.